I'm going to take you back 4 years now, because it was that long ago that Rick Foster began to work on a book. He began to write a book called Why Worry Wally? Well, little did he know then just how important that book would become when he finally got around to getting it published in late December last year. And that was really on the cusp of what would be a very trying time for us all. So today, Rick invites us to meet Wally. He's lovable in a quirky kind of way, you say. He's vulnerable in a special kind of way. And he's got oodles of worries in a normal kind of a way. Introduce us to Wally, if you will.
He's pretty much like, most kids. He's a normal kid, but he does have worries just like everyone does in the world. And, especially with this year, it's been a worrying time for us all with different things going on. But sometimes his worries just get a bit too much. They get a little bit out of control. And, the story is really how he sort of starts dealing with those worries. And he's got his special friend, Pug, who's also on the front cover. And Pug acts like a friend for him throughout the book. Initially, Wally doesn't really want to listen to Pug that much, and he can't get past his worries, but eventually he does start listening to Pug as the voice in his head and starts to work on ways of coping with his worries.
One of my first questions has to be why. Why did you decide to write a book of this nature? It could have been anyone, but you have reasons for wanting it written and published, obviously.
The idea of worries and anxiety is pretty close to my heart. So my background is as a copywriter. I had a business for a number of years, which is still going on, which is great. For 20 years, I ran that business. And over those years, towards the end, I started to have my own dealings with anxiety and, needed to take some time off to deal with just my own issues with worries and anxiety. And that actually gave me the space to do something that I was also very passionate about. Having two young girls, always loved reading picture books to them, and had this dream that I would one day write a picture book. So I actually did a course on picture book writing, and that time that I had to sort of get myself well also kind of inspired me to start writing the story of Wally, just in draft form. I'd also drew on, at the same time, there was my two young daughters also went through different periods of anxiety. So I really felt like I wanted to do something with the picture book that was a story that was engaging and fun to read, but also had a deeper message to it.
Rick, I'm a curious type, so I'm going to ask you this question, which may seem a bit odd to you, but given that your two daughters were part inspiration for the book, why did you choose to make the character a boy and not a girl? Why not Winifred, for instance?
I suppose as part of when I was developing the story and the character itself, I wanted something that was quite catchy and easy to remember. And I really wanted to play on the words of worry. And I kind of... So I suppose the name of the character Wally came out of that process of, why worry Wally, which can sort of lead easily into the subject of the book. And I suppose that's also then when I decided to self-publish the book that I was able to have Jackie Case, who's the illustrator of the book, who I've known for a lot of years. She's a great artist as well. And she came on to actually create the character of Wally and created this character which in itself can be, very well associated with a boy or a girl in terms of the way that he acts, his feelings and that sort of thing.
How does the book, it's not a thick book, it's, as you said, lavishly, beautifully illustrated, not a huge amount of text. I'm wondering how you get your message across in this book, Why Worry Wally?
Yeah, great question. With a picture book, so I am going from the experience that my kids had, and they're at that sort of younger age, and that's why I really wanted to write the a picture book format. So it's sort of aimed at that 4 to 8 year old market. So the idea there is that you really the pictures work with the words in a very simple form to tell the story. So you can sort of in a short form be able to really create, you know, the story and the understanding of what you're trying to get across, but you know, not in a way that's too wordy to the verbose. So those different age groups can kind of understand the underlying message that you're trying to convey.
Now, it couldn't have come at a better time, I guess. The delays that caused you to self-publish and only get the book out after having taken 4 years to produce it meant that it came out at a time when anxiety and worries are, well, manifold. They're everywhere, right at this moment.
Yeah, exactly. As I said, I didn't realise when I first started thinking about this story 4 years ago, then of course, look at this year with first of all the fires, and then there was the floods further up north, and now with the virus at the moment. So yeah, I mean, it is a time where there are worries from those external events and just normal everyday worries. So that's why it's important that kids are able to talk about their feelings. I mean, I found that for myself going through anxiety, that I found it very hard to talk about. Once I started to do that and articulate how I was feeling, it just made me feel a lot lighter, and I was able to, you know, sort of work through all those sort of issues. So for kids who just have any type of worry, whether it's just the normal worries or those worries are starting to get a bit stronger and, you know, maybe losing a little bit of perspective of those worries, I suppose the book is really designed just as a talking point. So, you know, a nice sort of fun, engaging way that a parent or a teacher or a loved one can, they can enjoy the book, but maybe it can also start as a bit of a conversation starter.
Of course, anxiety and worry are, well, natural emotions, but I suppose it's important how we process and deal with them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so again, you know, I didn't want the book to be too heavy, obviously, for the age groups that I'm targeting, but I did want it to have some nice sort of, coping techniques that the kids could sort of take away from. So, again, based on my own experiences, my girls' experiences, so Wally starts to learn about the importance of breathing and exercise, eating good, healthy foods, and also talking to someone who he trusts about his worries. Yeah, so the book is definitely also there to, again, act as a way that it can be a helpful resource for kids and parents to use.
Having covered the cost of publishing and marketing, I believe proceeds from the book will be donated to the Kids Helpline, which I guess is obviously a charity close to your heart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm really, really passionate about this side of the book. When I started off to writing the book, I didn't want it just to be simply a book. I wanted to have a life after that. So, especially with the subject matter, I was able to partner with Kids Helpline, and who endorsed the book, and they've been a great supporter of the book and really behind the message and what it's trying to achieve. But I also wanted the book to also have the integrity of having an organisation like Kids Helpline backing it. So I'm pretty passionate about trying to get the message out there as much as I can and to as many kids' hands as I can, so I can I can support Kids Helpline through, as you say, through proceeds after self-publishing costs to be able to support their amazing work.
Finally, I should ask you then, if we've piqued the interest of listeners out there, particularly parents, how can they obtain a copy of your book, Why Worry Wally?
The best way is to go directly to my website, which is rickfoster.com.au, so rickfoster.com.au. You can click on Why Worry Wally and all the details are there, and you're able to purchase the book directly through my website. It is also starting to be picked up by independent bookstores and the like. And again, as having gone through self-publishing the book, not through a publisher, so yeah, I'm just again trying to also get that get the book out to as many places as I can. But yeah, the best way at the moment is to go directly through my website.